There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got your Wednesday, August 1st edition. Interesting slate on tap. We got a 5-game early, 6-game main slate to break down, so pretty odd. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday of action. It's very much of a roller coaster ride. We're going to see a lot now with all these weird lineups. Trade deadline bonanzas over for now. There's still the non-waiver deadlines, or the waiver deadlines, I should say. So tons coming up, still in baseball with 2 months to go. Check us out on thesportsdegens.com at thesportsdegens. Always looking for writers. We've got football season coming up, so if you're interested, hit us up. Let us know. We have a link on the website to apply for writing or slide into the sportsdegens DMs and let us know. First timers are always welcome. Also, check out one of our sponsors, Draft. Draft.com, Draft in the App Store. Promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit. It is a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake style drafts, just the way you like it, done in under 5 minutes. They got baseball, they got golf, they got hockey, basketball, football. Right now they got best balls for football, which are absolutely a blast. The fast ones, the slow ones, whatever you prefer. Always fun to do. But go check them out, draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports at checkout for entry into a free $3 tournament. Now let's get into the 5-game slate, and pitching is bad on both of them. Before we go into the pitching and everything else, let's go back to what we usually do, weather. Dodged the bullets yesterday. It was hairy in a couple spots. Well, today on your early slate, Baltimore at New York, winds blowing out to the left at about 11 miles an hour, 40 to 50% chances of rain there. Cincinnati at Detroit starts out light rain, goes up to about 30%. Hopefully they avoid that one. And then Cleveland and Minnesota looks nasty, so keep an eye on that. On your late slate, Chicago at Pittsburgh, 25 to 30% chances of rain. Miami, Atlanta, nasty. They had the big one yesterday, and they got it in after a long delay. It's going to be a little nasty again today, so keep an eye on that. These short slates might get even shorter as we go on. Looking at your totals, we got Orioles at Yankees, total of 9, Reds, Tigers, 9, Indians, Twins, 8.5, Blue Jays, A's, 8.5, and Astros, Mariners, 8. That is your day slate. Going to your night slate, Cubs, Pirates, 7.5, Angels, Rays, 7.5, Marlins, Braves, 9, Royals, White Sox, 9, Rockies, Cardinals, 7, and Brewers, Dodgers, 8. So nothing over 9 tonight. The pitching's not that good, so I'm kind of curious on what the heck they're looking at. But we'll break it down right now. Start with the 5-gamer. Carlos Carrasco at 11-4 at Minnesota leads the way for us tonight. He's the only guy. The next guy drops down to $8,500. So Carrasco should be chalky. He should be used. He has struggled against Minnesota this year. 3 starts, 12 innings, 10 earned, 11 Ks for 5.7 points. It's been a known thing with Carlos Carrasco through his entire career. Much, much better on the road. Then at home, he's got 309 ERA on the road, averaging 22.7 DraftKings points per start, 15.9 points per game at home, ERA over 4. Last few starts on the road, 22.9, 27.4 at Detroit and at Texas. He had a 10-3 at home against the Yankees, 23-7 against the Reds, and 19-2 against Oakland. So 19 or more in 4 of his last 5 starts. On a slate like this, you'll definitely take it. We know Minnesota now has no Dozier to go with, no Escobar. Their lineup keeps getting worse and worse and worse. They strike out 21.2% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and that could change a lot in the next few weeks as the newer lineups get into play. And when you look at Minnesota, 3.9 total, lefties 305, righties 311, a 319 wOBA, 317 ISO, not bad, pretty average. So Carrasco at 11.5, definitely the top option on this slate. Now the one, weather permitting, that everyone's going to like or should like and becomes very interesting is Sonny Gray at home against the Baltimore Orioles. He's $8,500. Weather is interesting, but he's faced Baltimore three times this year. 18 innings pitched. He's only given up four earned runs. He struck out 18. He's averaging 23.8 a game against the O's. And yes, we know he's been much, much better on the road than at home this year. But his last two starts have come at home. 22.3 against Kansas City, 19.8 against the Mets. And then he had a 31.1 at Baltimore. So definitely a lot to like with Sonny Gray in this matchup against Baltimore. There's going to be question marks with everybody on this slate. But great, $8,500. He might be chalky, which is scary. But he's a -320 home favorite. Baltimore striking out 24.5% of the time. They lost Jonathan Scope. They've lost Manny Machado. They have Adam Jones, who is a birthday boy today. But a 48% ground ball rate, just keep the ball in the ballpark, things will be okay. Baltimore has the lowest team total on the slate at 2.73. Lefties 361. Righties only 310. They have a 293 wOBA versus right-handed pitching, which is not good, Bob. So Sonny Gray, $8,500, very solid looking play today, but all of these plays have the risk factor in them. Yeah, Keuchel at 83, I'd rather pay up for Gray. You got Sean Manaea at $8,000 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Day game in Oco, it's very interesting. He's been 17.6 points a game at home on the season. His last start out, 9.9, then he had an 18.6, 11.9, 5.6, 10.2, 13.9, 28.8, 16.5. The thing with Manaea, if he's striking guys out, we're in business. The problem is that's an if a lot. Toronto does strike out 21.6% of the time against lefties, and Manaea's a -175 home favorite, 17% K rate, which isn't ideal at all. But you look at Toronto, and their team total is 3.65, lefties 280, righties 356. They do have a handful of righties in the lineup, but not the biggest world beaters. A 307 wOBA is average at best, and a 175 ISO against left-handed pitching. So the strikeouts are the biggest concern with Manaea. So if you don't want to pay for that, I get it at $8,000. He'll be a nice GPP contrarian play, though, on this slate against Toronto. Mike Fiers is $7,800 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Yes, this is where we've come on this slate. We are at the point where we're looking at Mike Fiers, who's got a 2.85 ERA at home compared to 4.44 on the road. He's averaging 16.2 points per game at home this season. Last few starts, 11.3 against Cleveland, 24.3 against Boston. At Houston, he had 6.1 in the back at home against Texas, 23.9. So he's been very, very good at home, and 19.6 against Oakland at home. So his last few home starts have been very, very productive. We saw how Matt Boyd and Homer Bailey dueled yesterday. Both these offenses are depleted and not pretty at all. They'll have their few games here and there, but nothing special. Cincinnati strikes out over 21% of the time, first right-handed pitching, and they have a whopping team total of 4.3, lefties 354, righties 335. But we talked about it yesterday. It's weird. They have a 319 wOBA, so they get the extra base hits, but a 144 ISO. They're not leaving the yard very often. So Fiers at 78 is an interesting play in this one tonight, or today. If you want to get really contrarian, because he should be low-owned, but he's actually in a good spot here, is Wade LeBlanc of the Seattle Mariners, $7,400. He's got a 2.67 ERA at home, averaging 17 points a game at home. And yes, he's going against the Houston Astros. I get it. Let's remember, folks, the Astros, no Jose Altuve, no Carlos Correa. George Springer left with an injury last night. You take those three out of the lineup, yes, they got Bregman still. Yes, they got Gattis. They still have a lot of pop, but losing the big three, that's big. And LeBlanc and a GPP at 7,400 can become very, very interesting. Houston strikes out about 20% of the time versus lefties. So keep an eye on LeBlanc at 74 as a contrarian GPP-type play. And the only punt I'm looking at today is Sal Romano at $5,200 because he's facing Detroit. Detroit's horrible. Romano's not great, but he's faced him once this year, 7 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 6 Ks, 27 DraftKings points. Romano's a roller coaster ride, 1.5, 18.7, 2.6, 8.3, 15.7, 11.3, 7.9. There's a 27 and a 17. So he's got big boy upside. He's also got the ability to get shellacked. It is the Tigers, who aren't good. They're going to target them over and over and over again the rest of the way. But when you look at, and they strike out 22.5% of the time versus righties. Romano's got a good walk rate, 17% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. Does give up a lot of hard contact, though. You look at the Tigers, they have a team total of 4-7. Lefties 395, righties 324, but a 288 wOBA, 134 ISO, both embarrassing versus right-handed pitching. So when you look at the pitching on this early five-game slate, again, Carrasco's obviously by himself up top at 11-4. But then you get in this middle 7 and 8K range. I got Sonny Gray 1, Mike Fiers 2, Wade LeBlanc 3, Sean Manaea 4. They're all risky. All have a ton of risk. I think Sonny Gray's got the most upside. I'm going to try to do some Sonny Gray Carrasco lineups. Maybe some Mike Fiers, LeBlanc type with Carrasco or Gray. Mix and match, but I'm not going to go too crazy because weather looks like it could ruin a small slate already. And then Saul Romano by himself down below. Let's get into the bats on this five-game slate for you. At the catcher's position, you got Gattis at 42 versus lefties. We do love that a lot. But give me Yan Gomes at $3,900 versus Alberto Mejia of the Minnesota Twins. Yan Gomes crushes his left-handed counterparts, just destroys them. It's a play I really, really like at Yan Gomes at $3,900. You got our Tucker Barnhart. He's at 38, so the appeal's not as sexy as it once was. Russell Martin at 33 versus Manaea. He hasn't been hit with a lot of power. Zunino at 32 to be contrarian versus Keiko. I can dig that, even though Keiko limits the damage. As you can tell, still stuck on Yan Gomes at $3,900. If Max Stassi cracks the lineup at 3K versus LeBlanc, I can see that as a punt option for you there. See who's catching for Oakland, Fegley or Lucroy at 29 versus Stroman as a cheaper option. If Roberto Perez of Cleveland gets the start instead of Gomes at 28, love it. Absolutely love that one. Definitely in a good spot for you there as well. Maybe Maldonado gets to start for Houston against LeBlanc at 27. He's another cheapie. James McCann against Sal Romano at 27. So those are kind of the cheaper options I'm looking for there. But if you're going to pay up Yan Gomes at 39, really, really good look for you today. First base, you got Edwin at 49. You like that quite a bit versus Mejia. You go down to guys like Joey Votto. But Greg Bird against Alex Cobb at 43. Absolutely love it. When you look at the Yankees, they have the highest total at 6.3. Lefties 371, righties 352 versus Alex Cobb. Bird's been hitting it with a lot more power of late, so look at him at 43. Matt Olson at 41 versus Marcus Stroman as well is very, very intriguing. As you slide down, Justin Smoke is a really good switch hitter. He went deep yesterday. He's 3,900 versus Manaea. If you're going to fade Manaea, you can definitely go that route. Toronto, team's total is 3.65 like we talked about. Lefties 280, but righties 356 off Manaea. Doesn't strike out a ton of guys. There's a lot of contact there. He just limits the damage. But Smoke at 39, if you think he's going to go to Ding Dong City, knock yourself out. Chris Davis of Baltimore at 37. If you're fading Sonny Gray, he's in play for you today. Kendrys Morales, a cheaper first baseman at 36. You could look there. If you think Carrasco's going to continue to struggle against the Twins, Lomo at 35 is in play. He took Trevor Bauer deep yesterday. In play for you again today. If you're fading Wade LeBlanc, Yuli Gurriel at 33 is another option for you as well. Should be right in the middle of that lineup with all those injuries. Second base, you got Scooter Gennett at 48. It's in a great spot there versus Mike Fiers. When you talk about the Reds, 4-3 total, lefties 354, righties 335 off Fiers. So a guy like Scooter at 48 is very, very much a play. Always like Jed Lowry at 46 as well, which is a little cheaper. But you're going to want to look at a guy like Gleyber Torres at $4,300, hitting fifth the last few days in that Yankees order. The power hasn't completely come back since he returned from injury, but a great spot here versus Alex Cobb at $4,300 in the middle of the highest team total on the slate. Nico Goodrum, second base outfield eligible, was a great option yesterday at $3,700. He's 38 today against... So Nico Goodrum's in a really, really nice spot there against Sal Romano at $3,800. He's second base outfield eligible. If you want to use him in the outfield instead of second base, he applies to both very, very well. As you slide on down, maybe a Devin Travis against Manaea at 35, Yoan Harris Larte at 34, both kind of punt plays. Travis is actually playing well if he's hitting high in the order with Gurriel out. It's very, very something to look at for sure. Then other than that, Gordon Beckham is not going to play. Never mind, I was thinking somebody else there when I saw Beckham. He's at third base. But that'll do it for your second base position. Let's go to third base. We are led off by the usual Jose Ramirez, who just keeps crushing baseballs. Leads baseball, the American League, or all of baseball probably, in home runs and stolen bases. That's just absolutely insane. So look at Jose Ramirez at $5,900. Bregman against LeBlanc is great at 5K. Miguel Andujar is an interesting play at $4,200. He's towards the bottom of the Yankees order, but still been playing well. He had a pretty good game yesterday. Got you 18 DraftKings points, 18-5-5 in his last three, but was slumping pretty good coming into that. So grain of salt type thing. The farther down you go, Tim Beckham at 3,500 versus Sonny Gray is an interesting GPP type play. I like Gray, but you know, if he's going to get blown up, he's going to get blown up. I think he's in for another good start, but you never know with Sonny Gray. You really never know. That's the moral of this slate. But let's go to the shortstop position here. We got Frankie Lindor leading the way at $5,800, which is insanity. I'd rather have Jose Ramirez, but both are great plays if you can afford them, and you can with the pricing on the pitching today. So both solid looks for you there. You got the likes of Didi Gregorius at 51 versus Alex Cobb. Nice play there to go deep as well. Gene Segura at 47 versus Keuchel is interesting. I'd rather get up to Didi if I could, but Segura went deep yesterday. Does hit lefties well. It's Keuchel. Not looking to target Keuchel unless you really want to get different, which I don't hate it, but just be prepared. Tim Beckham, again, third base shortstop eligible at 3,500 versus Sonny Gray. You can look at him. Aledmys Diaz is the other birthday boy today. Adam Jones and Aledmys Diaz. Aledmys is definitely GPP only. He's very, very hit and miss. He does have 8.3 points in his last 10 games. 2, 14, 21, 4 in his last 4. It's all or nothing with him. Going against the lefty Manaea, you could give him a look at that price point today at $3,300. Other than that, check your lineups. Head to the outfield. You got the usuals up top. Chris Davis just keeps crushing the K with the Chris. $5,200 in play for you again today. Love Aaron Hicks at $4,800 versus Alex Cobb. I think that's a great play. Nelson Cruz stays hot fire. He's 47. He's one. He's a definite one-off at least against Keuchel. I could definitely get behind there. Brett Gardner if he wants to make a Yankees action at 45 as well. When you slide on down, it's Adam Jones' birthday at $4,200 for Sonny Gray. Keep him in mind. Mitch Haniger's cooled down a bit at 41. Nick Castellanos at 41 versus Sal Romano's a good-looking play there if you aren't using Romano. Randall Grichuk leading off for Toronto at $4,100 versus Manaea is very, very nice if you're going that way. Same as Teoscar Hernandez at 4K. So the Jays, as inconsistent as they are, in a pitch-to-contact guy like Manaea, become very, very interesting. Nico Goodrum at $3,800 in play for you there. Brandon Guyer loves facing his lefties. He's $3,800 versus Alberto Mejia. Nick Martini likely leading off for the A's at $3,800. Another nice pick there. Cameron Maben, if he's in the Mariners lineup at $3,700 versus Keuchel, could be worth a look. As you go down farther to $3,500 and below range, you're going to look at the likes of, not a lot, maybe a Greg Allen if he gets to start for $3,400 for Cleveland. He's a switch hit and bottom of the order guy. There's not much down here. Robbie Grossman at $3,100 in play. Marvin Gonzalez at $3,000. They both struggled, but they're cheap. And maybe Guillermo Heredia at $2,900, but likely Cameron Maben would be that guy. So check your lineups there, but the outfield, you're going to have to pay up about, it's like yesterday, it sucked, like $3,700 and above. You're going to have to stay there. Not a ton of value to pick from. So that wraps up the five-game slate. Recapping your pitching real quick. You got Carrasco at 11-4. Sonny Gray at 8,500. In the middle, Sonny Gray at 85, Mike Fiers at 78, you have Wade LeBlanc at 74, and Sean Manaea at 8,000. And then down below, you got Sal Romano all by his lonesome at $5,200. Now let's get into the six-game main slate for you here. And it's another ugly pitching one, as we talked about earlier. But Rich Hill leads the way at $9,600. Post-blister, Rich Hill has been outstanding of late. He has faced Milwaukee once this year. 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 9 Ks for 28.1 DraftKings points. That was 2 starts ago. His last 2 starts, 33-4, 28.1 at Atlanta, at Milwaukee. Gets Milwaukee again in a better pitching environment tonight. And he looks like a great play today. Milwaukee strikes out 21.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Rich Hill minus 170, home favorite. When you look at the Brew Crew, they have a 3-4-3 total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 362, righties 304. But a 300 WOBA, 150 ISO, both not good. Not good at all. So Rich Hill, definitely up top, $9,600, lock and load, top play of the night. Now as you go down, weather permitting, Anibal Sanchez at $8,000 is in a really good spot here against the Miami Marlins. He hasn't faced them yet this season, but he's got 2.61 ERA at home. Struggled against the Dodgers his last time out, but prior to that, 22-1 at the Nats, 20.5 against Arizona, 30.6 at Milwaukee. Been in a pretty good groove this year. We know Miami can be pesky and annoying as hell, but they strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sanchez is a minus 170 home favorite, and he limits the hard contact to 28%. When you look at the Miami Marlins, they have a team total of 393, lefties 311, righties only 280. They have a 302 wOBA and a very, very bad 128 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Anibal Sanchez at 8,000, weather permitting, and it doesn't look good, but just keep a close eye on that, is a very good play here at $8,000. And now it gets really, really dicey. You got guys like Chase Anderson at $7,400 at the Dodgers. Chase is nothing flashy. He had 12.2 points in his last start against the Dodgers, 4 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks. He averages 15 on the road compared to 12.6 at home, a 2.54 road ERA compared to 4.81 at home. 19.1 his last time out at the Giants. He's had 11 or more in 7 straight starts with 20 or more, or 19 or more in 4 of those 7. So he's got some upside. It is a Dodgers team that is loaded, absolutely loaded. So it's terrifying when they strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a 4-6 team total, lefties 320, righties 377 versus Chase. It's a terrifying play. It's a GPP play. But he's in play at $7,400 on a very, very bad slate. After our boy Chase Anderson, you go down to Nick Trupiano at $7,100. Yeah, going back to the Rays, and I have no problem using Rays bats today. I'm just targeting some action here. And Trupiano coming off an 18.1 point performance against the Chicago White Sox prior to that 15-7. So it's 2 starts back from the DL, 16 or more DraftKings points. We know how good he can be. The signs of life he's shown at times. Earlier this year, he was much better on the road than at home. It is a Rays team who, yes, torched Tyler Skaggs and company yesterday. Absolutely destroyed him. They strike out about 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a team total of 3.6, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 377, righties 345. Versus Trupiano, they have a 313 wOBA and a very bad 137 ISO. Versus right-handed pitching. So Trupiano at his price point is $7,100. He's not 11-3 like Skaggs. So we can look back at him in this moment. The other guy I think will be quite popular today will be Luke Weaver of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's $7,000 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Pitched a little better of late here now. You look at him, 18.7 against the Cubs. He just at home at Chicago, minus 0.2. But prior to that, 22.5 at the White Sox, 30.8 at the Giants, a minus 2.7 against Atlanta, 26.6 at Milwaukee. So he had a good run there, a couple hiccups. It's pretty much all or nothing. If he pitches well, he's going to pitch really, really well. If he's not, he's going to struggle. And the Rockies outside of Coors is something we can definitely target. It's something we targeted quite a bit. They strike out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Weaver's got a 21% K rate, 41% ground ball rate, limits the hard contact. Everything you like to see there. When you look at the Rockies, they have a 3.35 total. It is the lowest on the night slate. Lefties hit 363 off Weaver, righties only 300. So Luke Weaver at $7,000, very, very much a play. Should be chalky tonight, but definitely worth an option for you here. When you look at this 8 and 7K range, I got Anibal Sanchez 1, Weaver 2, Trupiano 3, Chase Anderson 4. And the only other punch you can look at, and I absolutely hate it, I wouldn't go past Weaver, is Dylan Covey, just because he's facing the Kansas City Royals. Covey is bipolar. He's really, really good or really, really bad. He's faced Kansas City once this year, 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 earned, 3 Ks for 5.5 points. You look at his stat lines, it's like minus 4.1, 30.4, 6.7, minus 4. Yeah, it's ugly. He had a good run there about a month or so ago, but the last month and a half has not been good. So try not to go down there. I'm not even going to go any farther with Dylan Covey. Just don't go down there if you don't have to. So recapping your pitching on the night slate, Rich Hill by far and away is the guy. Then Anibal Sanchez, Luke Weaver, Trupiano, and Chase Anderson round out the pitching on this 6-game slate. Let's check out the bats real quick. You know, Realmuto went deep last night. He's always worth the look. But Sal Perez at 47 is a guy I'd pay up for against Dylan Covey if you're going to look that way. The Royals are in a really good spot here against Covey at 4.35 total. Lefties 3.56, righties 3.46. So like me some Sal Perez at 4,700. You can look at a Grandal at 46 for Chase Anderson, as lefties do hit him very, very well. I'd look at like an Elias Diaz at 36 versus Cole Hamels, or a Francisco Cervelli at 35 versus Hamels. Hamels making his first start for the Chicago Cubs. The Pirates have a team total of 3.8, lefties 350, righties 358 versus Hamels. We saw what they did against Lester, which I mentioned yesterday. They own Lester. Hopefully they can do the same versus Hamels tonight, who has struggled a ton this year, but mainly struggled at home in Texas. On the road is much better. Maybe a Yadi Molina at 4K versus Freeland, but I'm not looking to target Freeland if you don't have to. When you go to some cheaper options here, like an Omar Navarez for the White Sox at 34 versus home run ball Jacob Junis. Briciano, if he gets to play tonight for the Angels is $2,800. He's been a cheapie I've looked at quite a bit. Couple others you could look at here. Let me get his first name correct because he's new. Michael Perez of Tampa Bay. He's $3,100. He's been playing really well since he's got the call up. So keep an eye on him against Tropiano if he makes the Rays lineup behind the plate. He's another cheaper option you can look at. Michael Perez, very good look for you there. Other than that, check your lineups, see what pops up. First base, you got Freddie Freeman. He's always in play at $5,100. Good spot here versus Pablo Lopez. Anthony Rizzo at 49 versus Kingham's intriguing. Max Muncy at 45 is worth a look for you there. Jesus Aguilar, if you are going to play GPP, Contrarian versus Rich Hill, is in play at $4,300. Could take him to Ding Dong City for sure. Good on to Lucas Duda at 41, but Jose Abreu at 41 versus Jacob Junis I like a lot in this lower 4K range. Cody Bellinger at 4,000 is another good one to look at. Our boy David Freese, first base, third base eligible. The price keeps climbing. He's up to 4,100 now. 16 DraftKings points last night. He loves facing his lefties. He bats cleanup against lefties. So very much a contrarian angle for you there. Ryan Braun's 39 if you want to think he can figure it out. Justin Bour at 37 versus Anibal Sanchez in a GPP. That's some value for you there. But sliding on down, not a ton. Maybe Louis Valbuena cracks the lineup at $3,100 versus the Rays, but not a bunch of cheapies at all. Second base, you got Javi Baez who keeps doing everything at $5,200, which is very, very nice. But Ozzie Albies at 47, I like a lot at that price point. Scopes, 44, maybe wait and see for a day there. Sliding on down, though, you got like starting Castro at 4K. If he's leading off again, he's intriguing. Daniel Robertson at $3,800. You got Jed Jericho, second base, third base. Loves him some lefties at $3,900. And Yermín Muñoz of the Cardinals, second base shortstop at 38 as well. Couple guys there. Like I said, I hate targeting Freeland because he limits the hard contact, but a lot of right-handed backs in St. Louis. Like, I'm not looking to stack St. Louis, but lefties 286, righties 328 versus Freeland. So at least you can get some one-offs or a mini stack. I'm not going full in on it, but if you need to go a little different on this slate because of pricing or whatever, they do have some options at an affordable rate tonight. If you go farther down to Chase Utley's near the top of the order at 33, he can be a punt for you. And maybe a couple more pop up as the night goes on. Third base position, Matty Carpenter at 5K, yes. Aaron Nuttall is always intriguing. Max Muncy at 45, talked about him. But as you slide on down like a Yoan Camargo went deep again yesterday, he's on fire right now, so keep an eye on him at $4,200. He's third base shortstop eligible. Mentioned David Freese already at $4,100, like that a lot. Jed Jericho at 39, mentioned him as well. So there's some options for you there in the mid, you know, low four to high three range. If you slide down, maybe a David Fletcher at 34 for the Angels, a Colin Moran, not loving it as much, but he's 3,300, and Louis Valbuena at 31 are a couple other options you can look at if you're going cheap, cheap. Heading over to the shortstop position, again, Javi Baez at 52, you got Machado at 48, it's a really good spot for you there. Sliding on down, though, Yoan Camargo at 42, like that quite a bit. Paul DeJong against Freeland at 4K, I'd probably rather go to Camargo personally, but DeJong is in a good spot there. Anderson Simmons at 39, Yair Munoz at 38 are both guys you can look at. If Tim Anderson's leading off, he's $3,700 versus Junis. We know we like to target Anderson versus lefties more, but I'd say use Anderson in a stack, not as a one-off. That's what I'd recommend. But the White Sox have a 4.65 total. Lefties 344, righties 359 versus Junis. Gives up so many fly ball home and so many home runs when he does that. So all these guys are in play, especially in stacks. White Sox could be a nice, quote-unquote, cheaper stack tonight if you're going to pay up for pitching, which you don't have to pay up a ton because there's not a ton of high-priced pitching. Sliding down to the bottoms of the three shortstop position, not a ton like usual. Miguel Rojas is 35. JT Riddle, who's struggling immensely, which sucks, is 31. Alcides Escobar is 27. That could be a good punt against Dylan Covey because Covey sucks. So Escobar at 27, if you just want to say screw the shortstop position, you could do worse. Heading to the outfield where you'll be loaded as usual. You got Trout at 6K in a great spot. Starling Marte at 51 versus Hamels is very, very nice. Sliding on Ronald Acuna Jr. went deep again yesterday. I love him leading off at $4,800. Really good looking play there. Prefer him in a stack, but he's been one-off worthy the last few nights. Definitely in play. Nick Markakis at 46 as well. Because if you look at the Braves, 5 total, 5.1, highest on the night slate. Lefties 365, righties 323 versus Pablo Lopez. So you can definitely get some Braves action in play tonight. Cargo at 46, man, maybe. Not running to play that, but maybe. Jock Jams in your GPPs at 45 versus Chase Anderson's worth the look. Daniel Palka I like a lot tonight at $4,400 in Chicago. Usually hits cleanup against right-handed bats or fifth at least. lots of power, good GPP play at $4,400 in this matchup. Shohei Ohtani is always interesting if you want to play the Tampa Bay bullpen game at $4,400. Sign on down like a Derek Dietrich at 43 can be nice contrarian for you there. Whit Merrifield's interesting as always. Kyle Schwarber at $4,300 maybe finds the cheap seats as well. Avisel Garcia at $4,100 against Junis, part of your White Sox stack. He's in play for you. Ender and Ciarte, it's not as much as he used to be as he's much farther down in the order, which sucks. Our boy Nicky Delmonico at $3,900. If he's in a good spot in the batting order, I like him a lot as a cheaper outfield play in Chicago against Jacob Junis. Cole Calhoun's in a really good spot at $3,900. Went deep yesterday. Kevin Kiermaier at 39 is also in a good spot. If Austin Meadows cracks the lineup, he's $3,900. Cheapy there versus Tropiano. I like Tropiano tonight as a pitching option, but you look at Tampa Bay at 3.6 total. Lefty's 3.77, righty's 3.45, so you can't ignore the prowess you have and the way they're hitting the ball. Could be very, very interesting for you there. Sliding on down, Tyler O'Neill, $3,700 versus Kyle Freeland. He was batting like 6 yesterday. Another nice play for you there. He was $3,100 yesterday. That's because the trade happened late. He ain't going to be that cheap the rest of the year. Not a chance. As you go down farther down to the bottom of the three, though, it gets bleak. Like Alex Gordon was batting 2nd yesterday. He's $3,200. If you have to punt, you can go there. But not a ton to like down here. Check your lineups. Maybe Adam Engel at 28. Really nothing crazy down here to run to. So recapping your pitching on the night slate. We got Rich Hill by himself up top. Anibal Sanchez, Luke Weaver, Nick Tropiano, Chase Anderson in the middle. When you're looking at bats, you know, you got the Yankees versus Alex Cobb, which is outstanding. On the early slate, on the night slate, you got the Braves versus Pablo Lopez. The A's versus Stroman can be interesting on the day slate. Tigers versus Romano. But at night, the White Sox versus Jacob Junis, that's the second highest night total. I like that a lot. You got the right-handed bats of the Indians versus Adalberto Mejia in the day slate to look at. The Royals, they still have a lot of bats that intrigue you. That's what makes Covey interesting, but I'm not running to do that at all. But a lot of weird ways you can go about it. Like Pittsburgh could be sneaky versus Cole Hamels if you want to go something like that. The Mariners against Keuchel, yeah, maybe Cardinals. That's kind of, I feel the same about both. They limit hard contact really, really well. But the Rays can be very sneaky as well versus Tropiano. Let's look at your BVP real quick and send you on your way. Baltimore at New York, Brett Gardner, 7-for-26, the homer. Still in a 269 average. Tim Beckham, though, 7-for-19, a double and two homers off of Sonny Gray. Caleb Joseph, 5-for-13, three doubles. Adam Jones and Danny Valencia have both taken him deep. They hit 232 against Sonny Gray. Joey Votto, 3-for-10 with a double off Fires. Joe Mauer, 13-for-32, four doubles and a homer off Carrasco. Eddie Rosario and Max Kepler have both taken him deep. Jose Ramirez, 3-for-5 with two doubles off Adalberto Mejia. Chris Davis has taken Marcus Stroman deep. Justin Smoke, 4-for-11 off of Manaea. Nelson Cruz hitting 333, 12-for-36 with a double and four home runs off Dallas Keuchel. So yes, you could definitely go to Nelson Cruz. Gene Segura has taken him deep twice, Mike Zunino once. They're hitting 273 as a team off of him. Evan Gattis, 5-for-8 with a double and three home runs off of Wade LeBlanc. That's pretty good. Starling Marte, 6-for-15, a double and a homer off of Cole Hamels. David Freese, 5-for-16, two doubles. You got Jason Hayward, 3-for-6, two doubles. See if Sean Arriaga is in the lineup for the Pirates, by the way. Didn't mention him. He wasn't in it yesterday. He's always super, super cheap. Second base outfield eligible. Daniel Robinson has taken Tropiano deep, 2-for-2 of the homer, small sample. Martin Prado, 15-for-36, double and a homer off Anibal Sanchez. Matt Davidson, two homers. Yoan Moncada, 1 versus Jacob Junis. Sal Perez, 5-for-12, two doubles off of Covey. Bonifacio and Alex Gordon have both taken Covey deep. Grandal's only hitting 235, but he's 4-for-17 with three homers off Chase Anderson. Matt Kemp, 8-for-22, two doubles, two homers. Chase Utley and Puig have taken him deep as well. And Jesus Aguilar, 1-for-4 with a home run off of Rich Hill. So there you have it, guys. Five-game early, six-game main slate. Some nasty weather. Pay attention to that. Pitching is disgusting. Good luck. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. You got the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast out to preview the WGC Bridgestone Invitational. Really fun event this week. Jesse's got his preview out. We're going to have the OAD picks out and much, much more coming up for that. We got some baseball stuff coming out as well. Jay Coop's about to drop his first NFL division preview as well. So much going on. Check it all out. We'll have Around the Bases. We'll have some mentions. Bubba's coming up. Lots and lots to do. Go check it out. Check out draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SD Sports, and go give us a rating and review. We'd really, really appreciate it. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 1st edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.